Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Moradim Morasi. Nishmas, Maras Esther Basrik Shmuel, Maras Chana Basrik Sikiona, Maras Altachana Basrik Meir Zev, and Nishmas Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pesach David. In the Gemara above an Inksubis and Afid Beis Amid Beis, it says, Manali biyotcha, v'holo emeni yodea. Reuben says to Shimon, you have $100 in mine. Shimon says, achvayis nisht. Adol yodol nisht, I don't know. Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna say, ischayiv, Shimon has to pay the $100. Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yochanan say, Padri doesn't have to pay. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, michayiv. Why? Because bari v'shema, bari odif. He has to pay, because Reuben's a bari, he's sure. Shimon's a shema, he's not sure. Sure or not sure, sure wins. Bari v'shema, bari odif. V'nachem Rabbi Yechanan Amri Potter. Why? Why doesn't he have to pay? Because Ukimana b'cheskes mreis, the cheskes moment, he's holding on to the money, you leave it with him, you leave it with Shimon. Teisvis, right? That when Rev Yehuda and Rav Huna say, Bari Odif, it's only according to the rabbis who argue with Sumchus. And they say that Momon amuto b'safek, if you have money that's muto b'safek, you go after the cheskes moment. And you say, I'm motzim echavol v'raya. So according to the rabbis, you say, I'm motzim echavol v'raya, and the guy keeps the money. If there's a bari against the guy who has the money, then the person with the bari gets to take the money, and therefore here, money li biyotcha, v'holo amani yodea, he's chayiv, because of his bari. That's only according to the rabbis of Sumchus, who hold motzim echavol v'raya. But according to Sumchus, who says, manamutu v'safik chokum, you always split it up. You always go the proverbial 50-50. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna, we say Chayiv, because Bar Vishem Bar Yadiv. But according to Sumchus, Ma'anot Vesavik Cholgim, you Cholgim, Cholgim. But this Tosis Mamish makes one scratch one's head. If he's firm, he doesn't scratch it directly. He scratches it via his yarmulke. And this way, it's not Chayiv until Sidaim for scratching his head. So let's scratch our head through our yarmulkes. Okay, I just did that. L'chorah, what does this mean? It's a kal v'chomer. If according to the Rabbanan who hold that alin koyach ha-muchzok, the koyach ha-muchzok is fest and stark, it's strong. Because if you have a bari versus a bari or a shem versus a shema, the muchzok is zoych ha-b'chom ha-koyim, because we say ha-motzim ha-chabal v'rayo. Muchzok is very strong, therefore bari against a bari, shema against a shema, the muchzok wins. In a case where you have a bari and a shema, the bari beats out the shema, bari zodif and can be motzmi ad musuk. So certainly according to Sumchus, who holds that the koach ha-muchzok is not so strong, and therefore if you have mana multiple b'safek cholkin, he doesn't think the muchzok is so strong. He says, I'm not sure, so we split it up. We don't give it to the muhsak, so he holds the muhsak isn't as strong. Certainly he should hold that bari is adif. If according to the rabbis bari is adif, and they say the muhsak is really strong, because if it's bari versus bari, shem versus shem, the muhsak gets to keep it. Certainly according to Sumchus, who holds that the koach muhsak isn't so strong, because you go 50-50, certainly when you have a bari, if it's mamon amuto b'safik, if you have contested money, certainly the bari should win. If bari beats a muhsak according to the rabbis, bari should certainly beat a 50-50 according to Sumchus, where the muhsak isn't so strong. But no, that's not what Tosis says. This is according to the rabbis, muhsak is strong, but a bari beats it. But according to Sumchus, that you would normally go 50-50, here you also go 50-50, even with a bari. Amod nezach. Azoyat gefrek, the Maram Shif. Moreno Agon Rosh HaYeshiva Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz offers the following approach. What's the reason Bari Odif? The Pnei Yehoshua in our Sugya says it's Mitam Chazak Ein Adam Tovel Ken Yeshlo, that a person only demands something unless he has it. So therefore you have a Chazaka that if he demands it and he's Bari about it, it's his. Bava Kamim En Vavam En Alef, the Pnei Yehoshua writes, it's Mitam Rov Pnei Adam Cheskes Kashrus. Most people are becheskes kashrus, and Mimele, if he's demanding the money, telling the truth. So we see that he holds it together beirur. Since he says bari, And the other guy says Shema. It's mistaken that the Bari is the one who's on, who's telling the truth. His Tain is probably the correct one. It's a Beir. Roiv ben Adam Cheskes Kashrus. Chazaka in Adam Tobey and Kain Yeshlo. And that's what he writes in our Sugya, that Mandam Rav Bari Adif holds Holchamom and Achar Rov. You have a Beir, you go after that. Parenthetically, we have a Havamin or a Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda is like Shmuel. Shmuel holds Einol Chamam and Acharov. It's hard to say that Rabbi Yehuda says Chayav is because the Bari is a Beirer, and therefore you go with the Beirer to take the money, and therefore Einol Chamam and Acharov, because Shmuel holds Einol Chamam and Acharov. Okay, that's parenthetical. But the question we like to deal with is that Lechora, this reason is only good if you have a good Bari and a Shvach Shema. What's a Bari Tov and a Shema Gura that Tosis talks about over here? That the Shema should have known. And if he didn't know, he should have known he doesn't owe this guy money. If he didn't know, then he probably does. Otherwise he should have known. It's a weak Shema. And a good Bari, the Bari guy knows. So then, Mistaber Kedivriya Bari. But how are we going to explain the Sugya? That's very good according to that opinion. But how are you going to explain a sugi according to the Ramban, who holds that even a Bari Garua and a Shema Tov, what's a Bari Garua and a Shema Tov? That the Bari knows that the Shema couldn't have known the circumstances. So Memela, that's not such a good Bari. Shema couldn't have known. That's why he's got a good Shema. And the Bari's Bari is weak because he knows that the Shema doesn't know. So Memela, he can make his tain and he knows it can't be contradicted. So Zok the Ramban, that even a Bari Guru and a Shema Tov, Bari is Adif. So how can you say it's a Beir? What sort of Beir is it if it's a Bari Guru and a Shema Adif and a Shema Tov? We say Bari Adif, but that's no Beir. And even according to the Tosas, it's Shver. Because they write that in the Havamin of the Gemara, if you have a Shema Tov, Bari is Adif. So how do you understand that Havamina? What sort of Beir is there? Therefore it would appear that the Yisod of the Din of Bari Adif is not together Beir at all like the Svar of the Pnei Yoshua, but rather collision the Gemara. Bari Adif, in other words, Gufa Dover is not Mavur Lefanenu. Bari Adif means that since he makes this Taina and is better than the Taina of the Nitba, he's a Bari and the other one's only a Shema. It's a Din that he's Zoche Ben Mamon because his Taina is a better Taina. In the mirror they would say a Besser a Taina. They just make better, they Ashkenazize it, they turn the Tuh into a Sun, a Besser a Taina. V'nimtza she'ena geder she'yesh lenu berur she'aymet ketanat ha'bari. Lo, ze lo nachon. Ena emet ketanat ha'bari. Ein lenu berur kaze. Ela, that's the din and din emamonis. You're zoiche b'mamon because your tain is better. And according to this, it would appear that we can be mechadesh ledina. That b'knas, everybody holds la bari odif. Because that's the bari odif. If Bari Adif was Mitam Rov, then that would be effective even to make a, even for a Knas, even for a penalty. Because Mefurish and Bava Basra, Sadi Gimel Amar Aleph, that according to Rav, that Holchim B'mamon Achar HaRov, Rov can be Mechayev a Knas. So if you hold it to Beirer, then Bari works even to be Mechayev Knas. But based on what we explain, that it's not Begeder Beirur, but rather it's because his Taina is a better Taina. You just go with the better time. It's not a Beir. But a Bari is a better Taima than a Shema. And therefore, he's zeichem mamon kach tanos. So we can say that it's not effective for the knas, because a knas is only, the chiyuv is only completed al yedei psak beis din. V'im kein, sarich lehitbarer lefnehem guf ha'maase b'chdei shiyuchlu lefsok ha'chiyuv alav. They have to know what the maase was in order that they can pass in the din. As we are hopefully going to explain in a future shir, God should just give me life and simchas chayim and energy and the financial means, and we can learn that together, Mirtz Hashem. That's the yisod adin, that hodas baal din doesn't work in a knas, because the koyach of the hodah is only klapei the chiyuv, but not to be mevar the guf ha-maisa. And in order to make a knas, you need to know what the guf ha-maisa was. So the same would apply that bari against Shema won't work for a knas, because bari is not mevar the guf ha-maisa. Beis Din doesn't know the guf ha-maisa, and therefore they can't be gomer the chiyuv. So, it's only because the taina is better, but they don't know what happened to guf ha-maisa. So the taina being better doesn't machay, isn't machay b'knas. Gets you the money, but now when it comes to knas, now when it comes to penalty, that you need a psak beis din, and there's no psak din of a beis din unless they know what the maisa was, and they only know what the maisa was is if they have some sort of beirur, and a bari isn't a beirur. Bari adif, like the Gemara says, just a better taina. And it would appear that this is so, that if his taina is better, he gets the mammon, is muskam l'kulei alma, it's universal. And even the man the omer lav bari odif is modeh. So why does he say lav bari odif? Yechot kata besser etayne. So what's wrong? So his reason is because he holds that the taina's shema of the nitba is also considered a taina in order to be zoche. And therefore, he holds that the bari isn't zoicha machmas tanosa, because taina shem is a taina the mammon, and this is the nekuta samachlog steam review Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Their position is that shem is not considered a taina, the makom taina is bari, and therefore the bari is zoicha b'tanosa. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda hold, you know why bari v'shem and bari odif? Not because bari beats shema. Shem is not even a taina. Bari is a taina. Shem is not a taina. And Rav Nachman of Yechanan hold that Shem is a taina. You're right, Bari is a better taina, but Shem is also a taina. And therefore, the Bari doesn't beat it. He's not strong enough to take away Mammon when you have two tainas. Even if one is stronger than the other, it's not a bearer. If it was a bearer, you take it away, but it's not a bearer. And this he sold, you see in Bava Basra, in the third parak, in Cheskas, Lamed Hey, certain ship, two guys are fighting about it. Each one says, it belonged to my forefathers. Rav Ashi says, if somebody comes from the Shuk and he grabs onto it, he's called a Gazlan. Says the Rashbam, Hoyu v'loy toin midi. He doesn't claim anything. Umotzin miyodim amidin al sibifnei shayim arishonim shishlam tainas avis. And you take it away from him, and you give it to the first two guys, they have a tainus avos. Wait a second. The first two guys also don't have a raya that this boat or this karka belongs to them. They're just coming because tainus avos. So why do we take it away from the snatcher without a tain in order to give it to them? Mavur, sheklape achoitef, she'eno toyein klum, dinom lisko isbo mikoyach tainosam. With respect to the snatcher, who doesn't claim anything, what sort of claim do you have? Oh, that you have big muscles and a tattoo? I'm sorry, that's not enough. You need to have some sort of valid claim for this ship. You don't have anything. Your taina is not even a taina. Goodbye, Charlie. And this is Lekulei Alma, even though we all bury Adif. But if the other taina is not a taina, bury Adif. Even if you hold lab bury Adif. You hold lab bury Adif, but if the other guy doesn't have a taina, then it's nothing. At least the Shema has to be a Shema. Lo toin midi, the Rashbam says. He's not saying it's his, he just grabs it. Like we said, that even according to the Mandarma Lab Bari Odif, they agree that a person Zaycha B'mamana Yidei Taina. They just hold Lab Bari Odif is because the Taina Shem is also a Taina. But if you don't Taina anything, then Motzin Miyado, and then the Toin is Zaycha B'mamana Koch Tanasai. To explain this machlokes, if Shema is considered a taina or not considered a taina, it would appear that the reason of Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yechanan, that they hold that Shema is also considered a taina, is because lefi ta'anasa, Shadavr Safik, whether he's chayv to pay or not. There's a din of a motzim mechavrel of araya, and he's pater milashalim, he's holding on to it. And therefore his taina is considered a taina malyasa. Even though he's not toin bari, he's toin shema. Because sof, if Beis Din accepts his taina, his din is to be zocha b'mamon mishum dina da motzim mechavrel of araya. So he's like being, he's tining that the mammon is his. But he's tining the mammon is his. Why? Because he's saying that if you accept my taina, then it'll be mine. Because the gather of taina's bari is not just that he's taina, that he knows the mammon is his. But even if the Beis Din would be makabel his taina, and he'd be zocha b'mammon, that's also considered a taina's bari. So if he's a muchzok, if Beis Din accepts his taina, that it's a safek, he'll be zocha b'mamon midina motzim mechavrel v'raya. So his taina is considered a taina, like a taina's bari. His whole vort of a taina's bari is either I'm sure or the Beis Din will pass it in my favor. So by the Shema being mamid the suffik, that maybe it's his, and he's holding on to it, which would compel the Beis Din to say that it's his. Motzim mechavrel v'raya, mimele, that's like a taina's bari. So you don't take it away from him. The Fizan Nimtza, that it says in the Gemara, the reason of Nachman, of Lav Bari Odif, because of Uchim Mona Mecheskus Merei, it doesn't mean that a Bari doesn't have the Koch to be Motzi Mecheskus Mamon. What it means is that the Taina of the Shem is a Taina, because he's saying Uchim Mona Mecheskus Merei. And Beis Din accepts that. And therefore it's just as good as the Taina's Bari. Bari could be motzi mecheskes mamon. Not if the Shema has this taina of uki mamona becheskes merei that the Beis Din would accept, and therefore he's like a bari. And according to this, if there's no cheskes mamon, he would agree that bari is adif. Not because the koach of the bari is stronger when he's not coming to be motzi mamon, but because without the cheskes mamon, the Shema has no taina. The Shema guy has no taina. You have no taima. You have no taina. So see you later, alligator. And Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, they hold that the taina of Shema is not considered a taina. Why not? Because his schia b'mamon is not mikoch etzem ataina. Because he's not zoiche mitzad etzem asofik. Why is he zaycha? Mikoach hamotzim echol avaraya. That's not good enough for us. So therefore, the taina is bari. Adif, he's coming to be zaycha mikoach etzim tanaso. The other guy is coming to be zaycha mikoach hamotzim echol avaraya. And ukimonim cheskes marei. Sorry, that's not good enough. That's not a taina. The meila, the tachem is not a taina, and the bari wins. Sachinu levaris hamachlokes between Rav Huda and Rav Yehuda, and Rav Nachman and Rav Yechanan, gevaldik. In light of the foregoing, as they say in the essay, that was what Rabbi Isaac Bernstein used to like to do in his chumashir. He would throw out all these Shakespearean or literary lines. So now we can explain Tosfos, who say that the din bari adif doesn't hold according to Simchas. That's where we started. We're getting back to where we started. Because based on what we explained, we can say that this svara of Taina Shemas Eino Taina, that's only according to the rabbis, not according to the Simchas. Because the rabbi, according to the rabbis, is Schia B'mamun B'Taina Sufik, is not mitzad Etzem Sufik. But because he's a Muchzuk, normally somebody is zoche because he's just holding on to it. If he's holding on to it, you don't take it away. Now this taina doesn't have chashivas, as we just explained. This taina motzei mechavrel v'raya doesn't have chashivas in face of a bari, in light of a bari. But according to Simchus, who holds that the Etzem HaSafik is Mzakoi Sebedin Chaluka, the very fact that there's a Safik, that already is Mzaka the person. So it emerges then that B'Taina Shema, who Zoicha B'Mamun Mitzad Etzem HaTaina Shetoyin Shadavar Safik, according to Simchas, it's a completely different story. According to Simchas, when you say that there's a suffix here, that already is mezaka you in the mammon. So everybody holds that a taina shema is a good taina, just like a taina's bari. What is Shema saying? Shem is saying that there's a suffix here. There's a suffix here. I don't know. Can't say for sure. But there's a suffix. So according to Simchas, that's enough for us. Because just the fact that we have for a suffix, that's already enough to go 50-50. That's why according to Simchas, the taina of the Shem is a good taina. But according to the rabbis, they hold normally but if you have a taina's bari in light of the motzei mechavrel v'raya, motzei mechavrel v'raya according to them isn't a taina b'chla. Just saying that there's a suffix and a motzei mechavrel v'raya according to the rabbis is not a taina, and therefore the bari wins. When you have one person making a taina's bari according to the rabbis, and the other one's making a taina's shema, so the taina is not even a taina. Like we explained, according, this is again according to the shita of Rav Hun and Rav Yehuda. Because if all he's got is Hamotze Mechavro V'Raya, which is what Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda said, They said, listen, his taina is, it's hamotzi mechaber al varaya, and Bezin would paskin in my favor. Look, I'm showing that there's a suffix here, and Mimela Bezin should say hamotzi mechaber al varaya. That's enough for me. So that's Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda. And Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan. Rav Hun and Rav Yehuda say, no, that's not a taina. Just saying hamotzi mechaber al varaya. That's what you're telling the Beis Din, that we don't know, so Motzi Mechaber al Varaya. That's not even a Shema. But I have a Bari that it's mine. Ah, you have a Bari. And the Shema is not even a Taina. So goodbye, Shema. So that's all according to the Rabbana. But according to Simchus, since he holds the Chatchilas 50-50, Maman Amuta B'Safek Chokin, that taina of Hamotzi Mechaber al Varaya, that taina of there's a suffix here, that taina of Shema, that's considered a valid taina. So in the Kasha we said, how could it be? According to the rabbis, that the Muchzuk is weaker, Bari works, certainly according to Simchus. According to the rabbis, that the muchzik is, if a guy's holding on to it, the bari beats him. Certainly according to Sumchus, who holds that a muchzik isn't so strong. The rabbis hold, muchzik is very strong, and yet a bari beats the muchzik. The rabbis hold a motzi merchav al varaya, and the bari beats that a motzi merchav al varaya, and the bari beats that. So according to Sumchus, where he's not malim the muchzik isn't so strong, because he holds mona mutla b'safek cholkim, certainly the bari should beat it. So what's our answer? Our answer is no. But according to the rabbis, the reason hamotzi mechaber al varaya beats the muchzik is because the muchzik doesn't have a taina. Shema isn't a taina. The fact that I'm holding on to it, and who knows, that's not considered a taina. So the bari wins. But according to Simchus, just the fact that there's a suffek here already tells us that it's 50-50. And therefore the Shema, who knows, that time is enough that the Bari shouldn't beat it. He doesn't require so much from the Shema. He allows the Shema's Taina to be a Taina, just saying, who knows? Just saying, hey, I'm holding on to it. Because for Simchas, holding on to it is a Zach, it's a thing. Because he holds, just the fact that they're holding on to it makes it 50-50. So even if one guy says, it's definitely mine, all the other guy has to say is who knows, and that already is mizakeh him in the 50-50. Etzem asafik mizakeh oso b'din chalukah. So just show that it is a suffik here, and you're holding on to it. So that already gets you the 50. That already gets you half of it. According to the rabbis, you're right. The muchzik gets the whole thing. The muchzik is strong. But when you have a bari coming along, so just saying that there's a suffix isn't a taina. The bari beats that. So therefore, only according to the rabbis, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda say that a bari is adif, but not according to Simchus, Badvarim Hayu Neflaim B'Yosef. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.